God may give us a heart for our word, a heart for his word, and a word for our heart. Amen. Dear sisters and brothers, we are celebrating this service at the beginning of the new year 2021. Jane has already mentioned it. This time, the change from the old to the new year was much quieter than usually. Hardly any fireworks, no big parties due to the corona regulations. And what a pity, the medical situation is still bad. Many people are infected, even in hospital and many in intensive care. The carers and the doctors have reached their limits. And also Jane has mentioned that we don't know yet which restrictions are about to come in the near future in order to get power of the infections and get the numbers down. And we are celebrating a service, hoping to get strength and comfort in those demanding times. Let's see if the watchword for 2021 can help us to find our way through the new year. We have already heard it in the reading, and Jane mentioned it in her first words. It is taken from Luke chapter 6. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. I would like to share some of my thoughts about this. First of all, Jesus said these words during a longer speech, the so-called sermon in the field or in a level place. It's from Luke's Gospel, and there are many parallels to the Sermon on the Mount, which we find in Matthew's Gospel. My first amazing insight is Jesus has a very high opinion of us. Jesus has the confidence that our human life can reflect God's mercy. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. But it means also we do not need to invent mercy to bring mercy into the world. Mercy is present. Mercy is there. We can take from God's mercy like water from a well. And God's mercy has been there from the very beginning. We heard this in the reading from the Lamentations of Jeremiah. These words were written and said and prayed in the midst of destruction of the destroyed Jerusalem. In the midst of destruction, people praise God's mercy. They say the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies, his compassions never come to an end. Great is your faithfulness. We heard this lovely hymn using these words. This is the base. Not only since Jesus came into the world. No, God's mercy and love and grace and compassion is the base of the Jewish faith as well as of the Christian faith. Mercy, what is it? One answer, one insight comes from the knowledge of the ancient languages. The Hebrew word, which is the root for the Greek word, the Hebrew word is rechem. It's also used in the Lamentations. God's rechem never come to an end. God's mercies, God's compassions never come to an end. Rechem originally means a woman's womb. The womb, it is the organ where new life can grow. Warm love, tenderness has its root here. God's mercy, it has a very strong feminine side. And there is so much hope connected with God's mercy and God's motherly power of being creative. In German, there is this lovely idiom. I could not check if there is something similar in English. For being pregnant, you say, gute Hoffnung sein, to be of good hope. And hope is different from security. It is always a risk to be pregnant, to be of or in good hope. God risks a lot to be by being merciful to us, because we can disappoint God, and we actually do disappoint God. And yet, Jesus trusts that we can reflect God's mercy, God's generosity, God's power of creating new. Our watchword is placed at the end of Jesus calling us to be generous and even good to our enemies. Again, this is quite a risk. But this risk is backed by God taking the risk to be merciful towards us. And there is one detail that I find meaningful when looking at the Greek original text. In English and also in the German translation, in most of them at least, we read, be merciful. Also in the German version it says, seid barmherzig. But in the Greek, there is a word that should be translated, become merciful, not be it, gineste. It means there is space, there is time for development. We are not called to be merciful, but to become merciful. Let mercy grow. Here again, I can perceive a link to the womb. A child is growing in the womb. The womb is the place for development. Needing patience, it is the place, it is not the place for fast, instant results. Become merciful as your Father is merciful. My last discovery, my last thought about this, these are not words spoken in sunny times, for easygoing times. Jesus himself, we remember, Jesus was not born in a palace, but in a stable or in a cave. His beginning and his life was the absolute opposite of comfy and warm. Jesus knew what enemies are when he says, be good towards your enemies. In the end, his enemies took his life because Jesus challenged those in power and they could not bear it. Yet, his life, his death, his resurrection, they still have an immense power and influence on people's lives. You, dear Santoshi Biswanath, will be baptized in this service. Your life will then be connected with Jesus' power of mercy forever. In times that we feel are merciless, lacking pity and compassion, how good is it to be reminded we do not have to bring mercy and love into the world. It is present already. We are just asked to draw from this vast, from this inexhaustible source of mercy. We are asked to develop a merciful lifestyle, a lifestyle which considers even my enemies as human beings who deserve respect as I reserve respect. Even in this times, in these times, with so many restrictions, I am hopeful that we can respond to this watchword with our life, with our fantasy, with our creativity. This is a risk, this is an adventure, which will present so many surprises for us, not only in our personal lives, but I think this can be very important for our church life, in society, in economics, to be merciful, to be compassionate. One last little thought. Become merciful also means become merciful towards yourself. Don't be too strict with yourself. As God is merciful towards you, we know Jesus saying, love your neighbor as yourself. God's mercy helps that everybody may flourish and grow. Thank God. And I think this can help us to get through the next weeks to the times that are full of insecurity, full of so many questions, so many fears and restrictions, but that we feel we can still draw from God's mercy and live a merciful life. Thank God. Amen.